is considered a borrow site, potential borrow site by the applicant. The area within Planning Area 21 would be about 45,000 cubic yards of dirt that would help to make up the 115,000. There's other areas that I believe they plan to go within the existing specific plan. We have applicants and developers here that can better explain that. The proposal would be to remove that knoll, dropping the elevation or the hill down approximately 13 feet. And this would necessitate the removal of the tree. So this is a cross section. The yellow oval there is representing the tree. The dashed line is the current hill, the current height of that hill. The dark line going across would be the finished grade or the finished area after that hill was removed. So dropping that area down, making it flat, taking that dirt, using it somewhere else. Before you tonight is a request for an oak tree removal, but we also have to consider the reason why the tree is being removed, and the reason the tree is being requested to be removed is to gain that borrow site. The left-hand image is the out of the specific plan. This is the proposed grading. The grading that was reviewed and shown in the specific plan as the grading areas. The red areas indicate steeper areas where steeper slopes were going to take place. The green areas indicate not as steep down to flat areas. You can see the swath along the bottom corner there is the white area is that area 21 that didn't show very much grading at all. And the tree was slated to be protected with the specific plan and with the review of the oak removals and protection plan with the specific plan. The area on the right is a conceptual grading plan out of the specific plan that showed some area around the tree to be graded, which has happened, but the tree being protected. So the project is deficient 115,000 cubic yards of dirt. The removal of the tree is needed in order to gain access to that dirt to be able to utilize it. It's being requested to allow a significant amount of grading to occur that would change the topography, change the drainage patterns. The change in grading, drainage, topography is not consistent with the current specific plan. Therefore, an amendment to the specific plan would appropriately allow for the proposed changes, or that would be the mechanism for city staff, planning commission, the city council to review the proposed grading and determine if this is something that makes sense for the community, makes sense for the specific plan as part of that specific plan amendment. Once the amendment, the specific plan amendment is approved, assuming that that request for dirt removal is approved by the city, then that's a point where the tree can also be looked at in terms of being removed or not. But this, the council's action to remove the tree tonight still would not give the developer the ability to remove the dirt without going through a process of grading plans and things that have not been submitted yet. But we've already looked at what's being proposed and know that it's not consistent with the specific plan. So the options tonight that staff has brought before the council are to deny the removal based on the finding that the tree is considered healthy, and the need to remove the tree is based on proposed grading that is not consistent with the specific plan. A second option could be approve the resolution approving removal of the tree, but that would be contingent on the applicants going through a specific plan amendment and getting approval for the mass grading within that planning area. So it is possible for the council to allow removal of the tree, but contingent on that specific plan amendment. So we wouldn't be able to issue them a permit to remove the tree until the specific plan is amended. And then the third option is if a council decided there's other alternatives for staff to look at.
All right.
And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Darren. Start off on my left here, Councilman Buell.
Thank you, that was very helpful. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding the situation. So one, grading has already occurred that's inconsistent with the approved grading plan. What is proposed is that the grading plan eventually gets changed, and that would be inconsistent with the existing specific plan.
Yeah, there has been some grading that has occurred around the tree in that area that was part of approved grading plans by the city, and it was indicated in the specific plan as an area of some grading, pretty minor indent into that planning area 21. So there are some areas within planning area 21 that have been graded, areas for roads, things that the specific plan shows are going to be constructed. But what's needed in order to get 45,000 cubic yards is what's considered a mass grading. And planning area 21 has not been approved by the specific plan for a mass grading exercise.
Thank you.
Okay, on my right, Pro Tem Gregory.
Yeah. Darren, just a couple questions for you. So in area PA 021, mass grading is not permitted as far as the grading plan is concerned right now, correct?
Correct.
So it almost feels like the cart before the horse. I'm not comfortable even voting on this because we're doing something. If we vote to take the tree out and we don't have a grading plan to support it, it doesn't seem correct to me. So I have a real severe concern about removing a tree without a grading plan approved by the city. So, thank you.
Councilman Bausch.
Darren, can you walk us through how a change to the specific plan might take place and the timeline for that, should the applicant decide to go that route?
Sure, the applicant's civil engineer would need to submit grading plans showing the proposed grading. If you look at the specific plan, there was a lot of effort that was done to try and come up with the maps shown, try to get an idea of what was this huge project going to end up like after all the grading was occurred. The end result was what they call a balanced site. They were going to cut and fill all within this specific area and not have to truck dirt in. So it took grading and drainage plans, it took cross sections, it took photo simulations, things that were necessary to show the end result of what is this going to look like when the grading's occurred that's being proposed. So this is a smaller area than the whole specific plan, but we would anticipate needing the grading plans, the views of what it's going to look like when it's actually after it's happened, landscaping plans, all those kind of plans that would be needed, and then that would get submitted, be reviewed by staff, and eventually go before the Planning Commission for a recommendation to the City Council for a specific plan amendment. Part of that would also be taking a look at any kind of conflicts with the environmental, so making sure it was consistent with the existing EIR, Environmental Impact Report, for dust, visual from off-site, visual from on-site, those kind of things, and then oak tree impacts as well.
So realistic to suggest that the existing EIR could be modified, not necessarily a new EIR would have to take place?
Yes, we would look to utilize the existing EIR as much as possible if there needed to be an addendum or, who knows, it's possible that this could all be done under the current environmental document. However, staff has not been presented plans to show here's the grading that is being proposed. I haven't had a chance to do that. It's been a request to remove the tree and then some.
Well, assuming that applicant wants to go through with that. Is that a six-month process, a year-long process, 2 years? What, give me your best guesstimate. I promise I won't hold you to it.
Yeah, but they will, right? You know, once we get a complete application, that we have everything to move forward, I would say that a specific plan amendment, getting it to, you know, planning commission and council, you know, I would say you're looking at probably around 6 to 8 months.
Okay, thank you.
To get there.
Councilmember Strong.
Thank you. That looks like it's in the PG&E easement for high-tension wires, is it not?
Correct.
And the grading that is proposed would encroach into that easement?
It's under.
That's what we understand.
Yeah.
All right. And does it actually pose a danger to any of those high-tension wire brackets that are holding those tension wires up?
Staff hasn't seen the plans, but it's my understanding, talking with the developers, that they've worked with PG&E, they've talked to them about the grading, and the grading is in an area that wouldn't affect.
Have we seen anything from PG&E on this?
No, and that's one of the reasons why we're saying we need them to submit and go through a specific plan amendment, go through a process where they can show us that PG&E is good with it, that if they're not going to affect the tower areas, that it is something that's going to work.
Okay, and finally, how many units are proposed that could be built on that property as it stands now? And how many more would be built if you did the grid degrading?
I don't think it's going to affect the number of units. There's no units within the PG&E area.
Right.
So the grading isn't going to affect units. I think the question
then
is
what's the purpose?
To keep from
then
importing.
What's the purpose?
45,000 yards.
Yeah, importing the
all
dirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that was my question too, Darren. Again, it sounds like the effort here is to save costs and use balanced soils on the property instead of importing to do what they need to do.
Sure, it's a matter of needing more dirt to complete the grading, to get the you know, the roads, the homes, the streets, the drainage, all of that to continue. Obviously, there's been some amazing development out in that specific plan area, and they're come marching along to complete these planning areas, and using the dirt to get where they have what I'm understanding has caused them to not have enough to keep those going.
Was this kind of like a oversight on the engineers originally when they planned the development, that they thought it was balanced, but now it's not ending up that way? Or
I don't know the details, but I know the applicants are here, and I believe the applicant's engineer is also available for questions.
Okay. Yeah. Any more questions for Darren? Because I'd like to get the applicant up if we can. Okay. Can we have the applicant come forward, and does he wish to speak? Welcome.
All right, good evening, Mayor, Council members, and city staff. Thank you for the opportunity to let us speak tonight on the removal of Oak Tree 28. My name is Ashley. I am the project manager for Olson Ranch. So our goal this evening is simple. It's to provide transparency, evidence, and context to why the removal of this tree is both necessary and consistent with the approved Olson Chandler specific plan. Some of the things that were said tonight were a little incorrect, so hopefully my team can clarify that for you as well. Oak Tree 28 has been carefully evaluated by our arborists and have concluded that the tree is in decline and possesses an increasing safety risk as grading occurs around that surrounding area. This is not a healthy, thriving oak. It is a stressed tree showing signs of dieback and structural integrity. The intent is not to remove trees without cause. In fact, Olson has preserved and protected many trees throughout this project and invested heavily in a long-term mitigation plan and replanting. However, in this case, this particular tree and the location and condition has made preserving impractical and unsafe under the preceding grading. We are asking for approval for removing of the Oak Tree 28. We're not asking for grading approval of anything of the kind. We are only asking for the removal of Oak Tree 28 at this time. I'll hand it over to Lindy from Aldhouse and Mead to give a little bit more on the health of the tree. We also have Kelly from Rick Engineering that will present a few slides, and Bianca from BEK.
Thank you.
Is the lady on? She was going to do the next slide. Lindy?
Is she online? Do we have it online?
Oh, there she is.
Oh, she's in person.
She's in the house.
She's magical. We just never know. All right, I'll let her present the next two slides.
I didn't know where my slides were.
I'm Lindy Althaus from Althaus and Mead. Thank you very much. I've been out in the field all day. Nice to see you, Mayor and council members, very much. This tree is a lovely tree. I don't deny it. And these are very hard decisions to make. And the tree is stressed, and I think the city's consulting arborist also confirmed that. And I think what I can see out there with that tree, so right now we have a tree that's isolated from its historic environment because we have taken some dirt around. We knew that that tree was going to be at or over 50% impacted. So the mitigation calculation confirmed that tree was going to be impacted, and so they've already started the planting process to replace trees that were impacted to that scale. So we have a lovely old tree that's sitting on a hill where there's lots of ground squirrel activity and there's not the normal hydrology that would normally serve that area because we've taken it away. It was a risk. So yes, we could keep that tree where it is and it will continue to decline. It's a decision. It could last for 50 years. It could last for 20. I don't know. Tree 22 that's just down the hill from this, it is on Shea Homes, like preferred site, just threw a huge branch last month. It was really sad. And these trees, when they get old, they tend to do that, throw branches. It's not technically a hazard tree because there's no path underneath it. There's no building, so we can't call it a hazard tree. But it's a tree that stands to decline more rapidly than it would have if it had been set in its historic setting. So I can't condone the tree, but I can say this is the current situation. And so what I told the team is I said, look, if you've got to remove this tree, you've got to give back something that's really beautiful. And it has to replace some of the values and functions of this landscape that we've lost. And that means more native trees, and it means more native understory. Things for the butterflies, for the birds. And I think that's what they're trying to do. So with that, I'll turn it over to
Kelly. She's remote. And then one more slide. There.
That's me. This is Kelly Drews with Rick Engineering. Thanks, Mayor and Council members. Sorry I can't be there in person. My two dogs would be very sad, and they couldn't come to the meeting. So I am joining you via Zoom here. Wanted to just talk through and hopefully answer a couple questions you had on the grading. On the left-hand side of the screen is the same heat map. We call it a heat map, depicting the grading that was shown in the specific plan. So red, deeper red versus lighter red, that's more cut that we're doing on the site. And the green is more fill. And the levels of green darker is more fill. So we're adding dirt in those green areas. So there's a very slight highlight in yellow kind of where that dark green, dark red pokes out into the PG&E easement. So there's a large fill slope at the back of those homes that back up to the PG&E easement, so a large manufactured slope there with the tree sitting on top. In the middle is the next document that was prepared in the project timeline, which is the vesting tentative tract map, which shows about 60,000 square feet of grading happening in the PG&E easement. The intent of this is, yes, you can see a little notch out where that tree was to remain, but there's a significant amount of grading happening to the south and the east of that tree. I was not the one who prepared the tentative map, so I'm just kind of showing you the chronology here. We still have, you know, the bands, the roadway corridors that do cut through the PG&E easement. So the PG&E easement clearly was slated for some sort of grading. To the degree, I guess, is the debate here. On the right-hand side of the page is our proposed grading plan for the removal of the tree, the little red X in that circle, and then the resultant of the grading that would happen in that PG&E easement. The total square footage on this grading is about 70,000 square feet of graded footprint. A lot of it has to do, there's a big embankment up to the new alignment of Hansen, which happens in all three of these diagrams. So just wanted to point out kind of the chronology. Yes, we see the specific plan. We move into the project timeline, moves into the vesting tract map, which was approved with this level of grading impact in PA21. And then into what we're proposing now as a graded final condition with tree removed and roughly the same amount of grading as allowed in the entitlements. Flip the slide. Before you flip, the one thing I wanted to point out, I think someone had a question about where are the high tension lines. On the far right-hand snip there, just south of the word Highlands, there's a diagonal line that's pretty thin there. And that shows where the high tension line is. So it's way south in that big swath. This is my math problem. This shows you, you know, what the anticipated earthwork was at the time of the preparation of the tentative maps for the project. Specific plan sort of indicates a balanced site. This tentative map earthwork summary indicates actually an export site. This tentative map included an estimate for shrinkage of up to 15%. So you cut the dirt has voids. When you go to place the dirt, you compact the dirt and you lose those voids. And so you're effectively losing dirt when you go recompact it to build. So we call that a loss, a shrinkage loss in that dirt number. So we could have a big pile, you know, if we graded this whole thing, have a big pile of 150,000 cubic yards. We would shrink that. So we, when we go to place it, we actually lose the volume when we replace that dirt. So the difference between the estimated 15% shrinkage and what we actually saw in the field with soils reports and contractor data was up to 20% shrinkage. So we've got an additional 5% that we're shrinking this big pile of dirt. Throughout the life of a project, things change. So these next three bullets are indicating just some kind of bigger picture things that have gone on the project that have changed the nature of the earthwork summary. So using dirt from the site, and again, we've got, you know, potentially 154,000 yards to use to do things. One of them is we rectified an issue that we saw in the original tentative in planning area 11, and so we needed to bring in some dirt there, raising up the streets and the home lots for the homes so that we could provide gravity utility clearances and cover over those utilities. In planning area 13, we actually had to bring in and kind of configure the grading concept there to achieve the site layout and the yield that was provided in the tentative map. And then as things would have it, we've got just some grading and control point differences that have gone on throughout the project life through the grading, the mass grading phases, and that resulted in a loss of about 100,000 yards due to some control points and inconsistency in use of the control points that were done on the project. So all those losses coming out of your pile of 154,000 cubic yards resulting in, you know, the project now flipping and needing dirt. So originally we were thinking we were going to have dirt coming out of our ears, and now we need actually dirt. We need to find dirt. We've lost dirt throughout the life of the project. So in order to make up for that need, we're proposing this tree 20 removal to gain us about 44,000, 45,000 cubic yards. And then we're actually getting some kind of dribs and drabs of what we call spoils coming from the home building process. So when they dig their foundations, there's a little bit of dirt there. They dig out their driveways and put in their pavers or their concrete in the driveways. There's a little bit of dirt comes out of there. There's spoils that go on when we put utilities in the street. There's dirt that come out of those trenches. And so we're just having that spoiled dirt, you know, trucked down, and we can reuse that to complete the project. So through the math problem, what we're showing is, you know, we're going to end up with, hopefully, removing this tree, regrading in PA 21, we're approaching back to that desired balanced site condition from an earthwork perspective, which is always the goal. We don't want to be trucking in dirt. We don't want to be hauling off dirt. Specifically importing dirt, we're now talking about additional dump trucks on the road going from wherever we're finding this dirt into the project. We've got road degradation, greenhouse gas, and all those types of things are going on now external to the project. So, and so what we're finding is that the graded footprint, you know, the intent to grade in the PG&E easement was there. Maybe not in the specific plan, but as we then entitled the project, the tentative map clearly allowed for grading in that easement. And so we're wanting to present the fact that this, and from our perspective, we're talking about 1.1 million yards of earthwork that we're doing. This 44,000 that we're asking for is about, 3% of that total. So in our minds, it's considered a minor grading change. We're not changing the nature. We're not changing the drainage patterns. The way that our profession works is we can't change the drainage patterns. That's a historic law that we just can't, we can't alter those without pretty big discussions with city. So the intent here is to not change the drainage patterns. We are keeping those same drainage patterns. Things are draining where they had historically been draining. So we've been very careful to preserve that. And then we are looking for just a consistency finding. Like, we have an entitlement that provides for grading in that easement to the depth and the level of cut that we want to get out of the easement. Could be up for debate, but square footage says we're right in the ballpark of what was contemplated. So again, we're looking to eliminate the need to bring dirt in from off-site. So we're looking to use the dirt we have on site to create that balanced earthwork condition that was contemplated in the specific plan. And due to the nature of, the economy, the course of construction, things we've encountered along the way, field conditions, etc., it's throwing us a little bit out of balance. So this tree 28 being, in moderate health, 5 out of 10, all by itself with a arborist report that shows that, it could be dead in 2 years, it could be dead in 20 years, nobody really knows, but the sighting of it is a little bit challenging. So this is really the last piece of the project to gain dirt. So that's why the ask now. So these items are showing you just from the specific plan where that tree sits, what the grading was contemplated there. There's a few little parallel lines next to the tree. That was the contemplated grading. Flip to the next one. So this was the phase one mass grading that was approved. So from the specific plan, we go to the tentative map process. After the tentative map process, we actually get into construction documents and drawings that the city engineering department reviews and approves. This was the borrow area, this orange dashed line. This was the borrow area and the limits of grading within that easement that was approved with the phase one mass grading. So again, there was grading contemplated even at the staff level in the mass grading plan for phase one. In phase two, we're staying out of the easement. This is the currently approved phase two mass grading plan that the city has approved. Again, you can see the large manufactured slope that is created in the back of those lots that back up to this easement. So with this removal and kind of the massaging of the grading down, in the area of the tree, we lose that big manufactured slope that, you know, could look ugly if it was in your backyard. We'll lose that, and those homes will be able to now view out across the easement and down to the east toward Hanson. And then this is the proposed, the phase three grading, which will come up to that large manufactured slope that now will be removed when we drop this area down. And so this gray area shows the limits of grading for that proposed phase three grading situation, and then that tree would be removed there. Here's just a couple of cross sections, you know, existing grade up top in the dashed, and then the proposed grade underneath. So you can see the lot 306 has a large slope in the backyard, fence at the top of their slope, and then the tree where it sits there. And then in the proposed condition, obviously, the tree would be gone, and the lot 306 grading would kind of go straight through there in a flat sort of condition, you know, a little bit 1-2% grading away from those backs of the lots. And then these are the trees to be planted in the easement as a part of a different development plan for the PG&E easement itself. And so PG&E has seen our plans, they have seen our grading plans, they've seen our improvement plans, they've seen our utility plans, they've seen this trail and landscape plan through their easement. We're through the approval process with PG&E and CPUC for any work and any grading, utilities, improvements within the easement. So we're through that process and we have that approval for PG&E. And then I'll hand it over to Bianca.
Thanks, Kelly. Hi, good evening. I'm Bianca Koenig with BEK Collective. Just came over the hill from Cayucas. Excited to be here tonight. And also grateful to be working on this project. I have the opportunity to work on these projects from the big scale, big picture bird's eye view, and then down to meeting with the homeowners on their backyard. So I know what these communities, what these developments mean to the people who use them. And this is kind of a preview of what a conceptual design for PA21, should we gain your approval tonight for the removal of the oak tree, then we can start to consider what the possible mitigation and design treatments could look like. Once Kelly does the hard work of managing the dirt and utilities and infrastructure, as a landscape architect, we get to come in and look at a layer of things, including the mitigation requirements, working with Lindy's team, the environmental sensitivity, ecological benefits as we're working with plants, as well as user comfort and access along these open spaces, and also what every client asked me, can you make it look good too? And we also worked closely with the DRE and to make sure that what we propose would be consistent with what the HOA dues could sustain long term and be maintained. This is an HOA maintained open space. And in this area is where we would include mitigation trees as well as mitigation that was already planned for oak tree number 8, and then additional mitigation should we receive approval for its removal. So I have a series of views to walk through. I understand there's a request to say, to understand what does this look like? What are the impacts to the views of the removal of this tree? So we have some conceptual renderings from four different points of view looking towards tree 28. This is from the future residential lots looking towards the PG&E easement, and that's tree 28. And this is a conceptual rendering of what that relationship to the open space would look like should the tree be removed, and the grading would go from being a steep slope, 10 to 13 plus feet high before the fence, or having that more transparency to the open space. Looking from Hanson Road, and from the north side of Hanson Road towards tree 28, You can see there's a little bit of 2-to-1 slope near the tree, and then in the future proposed condition, we would have the road cutting through, a sidewalk, and then this open space would be planted and irrigated with new mitigation trees and companion plantings. Also, further south along Hanson, looking towards tree 28, this is where you can see the tree currently skylining above the ridgeline, and then the new condition, where we bring the grade down, we would have new trees, and these are our best estimate of what the trees could look like at 10 years of growth. However, long term, they would be much bigger than that over time. And view from the Highlands Road up the PG&E easement. You can see where the grading has occurred per the plans near the tree, and it's kind of isolated on this knoll. By removing the tree and regrading, then we have an opportunity to mitigate the site, to improve the plantings. This is a picture of it approximately 10 years of growth. And even further down the line, you could see even more growth in the trees. So for tree 28, I understand the mitigation for removal would require the a replacement of 10 new oak trees. In addition to other mitigation trees in the area. So the goal is to make an oak woodland community. Instead of having one isolated oak tree on a hill that we can't plant under, we could make a whole system and provide access through multi-use pathways and landscaping. And we acknowledge that the tree is part of the identity of this city. I mean, just coming to this meeting on the sign of the image of the isolated oak tree on a hill based on the agricultural history. Now we have an opportunity to provide access to this open space and have people immersed in this natural experience. We also have an opportunity to make an oak woodland community, not just an isolated oak tree on a hill, but more ecological and environmental benefits by including additional oak trees. So we have the next generation of oak trees, not these oak trees that have been here, but we can support continued presence and identity for Paso Robles. Just some big picture look at some of the things we discussed tonight. Being able to utilize dirt on-site versus off-site to increase the transparency and access between the rear yards and the open space. And we're thank you for your time. And I understand there's been a lot of information, a lot of big decisions, and we appreciate your consideration for approval of removal of Oak Tree 28.
Very good. Thank you.
We have one more. Sorry.
One more.
All right. In closing, I want to emphasize that this request is not about convenience. It's about responsible development and public safety as well as well-being. We take pride in the stewardship of this land and our record to preserve it throughout the Olson Project. Where trees can be saved, we will take every step to save them. Where they cannot, we have also taken every step to ensure that the removal is done with purpose, documentation, and long-term mitigation in place. Oak Tree 20 is no longer viable in a long-term setting in its current state and location, so leaving it where it is only creating hazard for the future and halting the project as well. So we are asking the City Council to alternatively approve removal of Oak Tree 28 pending a grading impact analysis and evaluation consistency with the specific plan instead of amendment. Thank you for your time and thank you for your continued collaboration and your thoughtful consideration to our project.
Very good. Thank you.
Any questions, please let us know.
Any questions of the staff? Okay, let's go ahead and start with Councilman Bausch.
So thank you very much for the presentation, very detailed. I'm curious to know the applicant's thought process as to why not go through the specific plan amendment first and why ask for the tree removal now. It seems to me better served doing it the proper way, so I'm just curious what you hope to gain by doing it this way.
Thank you. So with our understanding, this whole time that we've been getting documentations together, our studies together to make sure that this oak tree was actually in a place to be removed. We met with staff multiple times and no time was it ever told to us that this was going to be an amendment to the specific plan. We feel that everything that we are doing is within the specific plan, and it wasn't brought to our attention until 3 days ago that this was going to need an amendment. We respectfully disagree and felt that we provided enough information tonight that shows that we don't need an amendment to the specific plan. We are within our guidelines, and we are willing to also not do any further grading without showing consistency in an approved grading plan as well. Tonight, we are just in hopes that the oak tree removal is the only thing that would get decided on and further analysis be done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Over here, any questions? Chris, yeah.
I have lots, but go ahead.
Okay. Fred? Steve?
Wait for public comment.
Yeah, I know. I just want to get any more questions from council before we go to public. Okay. Let's go ahead and open up the public comment. Anyone wishing to address this item, please come forward. Seeing none. Anyone online?
No, sir.
Okay, we'll bring it back then to council for discussion. More questions. Pro Tem Gregory.
Darren, could you come up for the mic for us? So, I think the oak tree is pretty well doomed, so that's not my concern. My concern is the process. And is there a way to help, or according to what I just heard, we may not need an amendment to the specific plan, but we at least need to see the grading first or something? What? Tell us how you'd prefer to see this.
Yeah, so the technical grading plans, the information showing the proposed grading has not been provided.
Okay.
So there hasn't been plans from the civil engineer to show here's the grading that we are going to be applying for a grading permit. The grading is going to go into that planning area 21. They've indicated that there is already a grading in 21 entitled grading with the tract. There, you can see from the photos they've shown there's grading been around that tree. That grading has occurred. The arborist reports were done after that grading, initial grading, has occurred. So that's the grading that was entitled has taken place. Plans were submitted, they were approved, the grading's taken place. The tree is there, there's protection measures for it. All of that is established in the specific plan and the approved grading plans. The additional 44,000, 45,000 cubic yards that is needed going out into that planning area 21 is not consistent with what's shown on the specific plan. So, after seeing the plans, after submitting and going through the engineering department's reviews, it may be that the grading may be looked at by the city as a good project to do. What we're saying is that we need to amend the specific plan to lay the groundwork, to give the city the ability to approve it to be consistent with the specific plan.
Right.
If you wanted to not approve the tree, have the and direct the applicant to submit the necessary information to the city to try to explain why they think it's consistent. I mean, that's an exercise that hasn't been done. There's been an application for a tree removal.
Right.
Not the engineering, civil engineering plans for the grading exercise. They've shown what areas and conceptually of what they want to do, but we can go through an exercise, we can spend a lot of staff time, a lot of time on the applicant's behalf of providing all these plans, but when we look at image on the left that shows that area not being graded. We understand that there's been some grading approved. We agree that that grading's happened. But the additional footprint of, I think they said 60,000 square foot footprint, 45,000 cubic yards has not been reviewed and approved.
Right.
And has, and is not consistent with just the general guides of the specific plan saying that there isn't going to be grading in this area.
Mr. Gregory, I think that the consultant for the developer indicated that they believe this would be minor and that could fall within the language within the specific plan. I think what staff is saying is it's we don't think minor. We've got enough information to,
right,
to
right.
say that, and based upon what we've heard so far, we're not sure we agree.
Right. Well, I'll just make a couple comments and everybody else can chip in. So it looks like the future grading, I think, was an improvement, just from what I'm seeing. But we don't have any information about the grading. So my only question is what's the best process so that we don't hold them up too long in the process if that's the best way to go, as far as we determine as a staff and as a council?
We're reviewing plans for Vignedo development daily, multiple plans daily.
Okay.
Staff is working hard and the applicant's
no
team
question.
Is working hard for construction of another a big project. This is another component where the applicant would need to submit and provide the information, go through public hearings, to go to the Planning Commission, go to the City Council to amend the specific plan. So that groundwork needs to happen in order for the city to be able to be in a position to issue grading permits.
So what I think staff
it's
is
possible.
Saying is, oh, I'm sorry, Derek. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
It's possible that the plan showing all this grading, or maybe it is just a small amount in the scheme of the whole specific plan.
No.
But this is a hill that is viewed from off-site.
Mm-hmm.
It's viewed from, they showed the different views that the hill would then be removed. As part of the specific plan amendment, I think it's important that the Planning Commission and City Council, and going through a public hearing, neighbors understand that this portion of this hill or this area is going away.
Yeah.
And then be able to decide that, yeah, this is pretty minor, or, no, this is significant, let's find another way.
So I think staff's perspective is that their recommendation is the denial and then go through this process, because
right.
we believe that gives the,
right.
the process the chance to work its way out, and we end up where we end up. But I think that's what a staff's recommendation is for tonight.
So I'll go ahead.
Are you done?
Or? No, go ahead.
Well, I have some questions, Darren. How old is this blue oak? Anybody have an idea? I mean, how many years? I mean, some of these oaks don't last over 100, 150 years. I'm just curious. This is a 4.5 foot diameter caliper. Pretty old, I would imagine. And it is a split trunk. Kind of testimony saying that basically it's not going to last forever, obviously. But, you know, to me, what struck me is on the current status of the soils calculation, there was a heading there of proposed models. In other words, when they submitted this specific plan, it was using calculations based on certain square footage of homes. It looks like to me maybe the developer has changed his mind and needs more soil now to do what he wants to do with the amount of models. Is that something you guys have spoken to? Or again, I saw that line there. I was just curious if they've changed the product that they're building in here.
That's not anything that we've paid
okay.
attention to. I mean, we've looked at the different neighborhoods, the tentative maps, the site planning, the architecture, to make sure that the housing types are consistent with the specific plan.
Yeah.
So all of that's occurred, but in terms of how that relates to the reduction, it's 115,000 cubic yards of dirt that they're short. I mean, that seems like that alone is a, you know, wasn't anticipated with a specific plan.
Right, right. Somebody, I think, kind of made a mistake there for calculations, possibly. But, okay. Chris Bowers, you had a question?
I do. The views, I appreciate the different views from the different angles, but what I didn't see in the artist's conception or the Photoshop views, I didn't see any homes in there that I think would also significantly impact the views. So I think that is incumbent upon Planning Commission to look at getting neighbor comment on what that would look like with the homes that would be built. I think the hills right now, they look beautiful without any homes there. You can see the hills. It's a great view. I agree with that. But that's not going to be the view that happens after the homes are built. I tend to agree with Mr. Gregory that, you know, the jury's still out on the viability of the tree. I'm not so much concerned at this point about the tree as I am about the process. I have to agree with staff that the process should be followed. I don't know that I would deny the tree removal tonight. I think perhaps a better consideration might be to table this request and direct staff to go back and review amending this specific plan with the applicant, whatever that process is. I don't pretend to know, but I think that's the best way forward, and bring it back as soon as possible so that the applicant can proceed with their plans. Thank you.
Okay. Fred, any comments?
This is a comment, and it's based on personal experience. And regardless of what our laws say and what our current rules are, based on personal experience, I would oppose even our plan for this thing, much less the applicant's plan. I spent 10 years of my life living within 100 feet of those same wires out on Penman Springs Road. They run right across my driveway, and I know how it affected my radio and my phone every time I went under them. And we were living so close to them that I'm convinced that they were the cause, initial cause of some of my most serious medical problems and my wife's. But that's personal opinion. I can't prove that. What I do know is as a planner and development planner, I have built approximately four projects on almost identical terrain. And if done correctly, you can preserve that terrain and protect it from its current state of possible or potential erosion. But that's if you do it properly. The reason I would oppose even our current proposal is there are four units that are immediately adjacent to that easement in close proximity to those wires. With the applicant's proposal, that number increases by even more than 500%. And that is many people that we're putting in that kind of condition, having to listen to that buzz almost constantly and living with it. It is not a good place to live, period. And if it's done properly, you can avoid all of that and still have a reasonable density and put together a good project that people will buy, even if they're unaware of potential danger if they went to one of those units right by those wires. I cannot support this. I definitely support the staff's position on this to deny the application.
Okay. Chris, Bill?
Yeah, just a couple of comments. I agree also that this is more of a process issue than about the tree. And, you know, when we see like a tree on its island, not the best situation. So I think I don't know what we do in terms of whether we table it, but I can't get past this fundamental conflict we have about whether there's a conflict with a specific plan or not. And I think that all needs to get resolved.
I do.
Pro Tem Gregory, go ahead.
So I have a suggestion for everybody. I think we should move to continue the removal of the oak tree process as one motion, and then direct staff from there on what to do. How's that? Does that sound okay? Elizabeth?
Sure. Do you want to Go ahead.
There we go. Do you want to continue it to a date certain, give them 60 days to work things out and bring it back for an update? Or I don't know what's a reasonable time frame, so I would defer to staff.
I haven't heard with Mr. Gregory, what is it that we're going to do with the applicants?
So
I haven't heard the motion.
We were just going to continue the entire item for some period of time so that you could meet with staff and maybe work through some of the issues on the grading to have a better idea of where things stood.
So our direction would be go after the specific plan.
Move towards the information to amend the specific plan that you're asking for while we wait for that to happen.
Is that the applicant's job? Not staff's job?
Correct. Would that work for your situation?
Well, the options are pretty clear.
Our action is to delay the motion on the tree and direct staff to go out to the applicant to amend the specific plan for the grading so we can really see what it's going to look like. And you can talk to Pete.
And I'll defer to Warren, but there wouldn't be a reason to come back anytime soon to the council.
Okay.
Because there's a process for the specific plan amendment.
All right.
Why don't you lay that out for us? That's important to me too. Yeah. What's the process for them to amend their specific plan to be able to remove this soil and the wood, therefore the tree? What is the process that we have to have them do?
They're going to provide the plans and identify the sections of the specific plan that need to change, that heat map, the different areas. It's not a whole lot within the specific plan that would change, but it would change the exhibits to show the grading.
Okay.
And go through that process of getting to the Planning Commission, getting to the City Council with the necessary plans to show the public what the end result's going to be.
Right.
So it's going to take some getting some information together, but it's submitting application and plans and going through
Mr. that. Gregory, from staff's perspective, I think the cleanest approach would be to deny it, but invite the applicant to reapply after they've completed the grading and whatever else, specific plan, whatever process staff needs them to go through so that they can bring back to you a complete package.
Okay.
Right, the specific plan amendment.
Including the tree removal. Okay.
Which is our option one that's been printed in our agenda.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm going to have the applicant come up in a second. Come on up if you like. But to this point where they can repropose basically the amendment to the specific plan, let me ask the applicant, are you okay with bringing that forward to staff? Need to get to the microphone, please. Yeah.
Sorry. Our thing tonight is for the oak tree removal. I understand that there is a lot with the consistency, wanting to show with consistency with the grading, but no grading would actually happen tonight or after tonight because, like you guys said, we don't have an approved grading set. So none of the grading is happening tonight. We are only seeking the approval of the removal of the oak tree. We are all willing to show and do our work and due diligence to show the consistency with the specific plan and our grading that we have proposed. At that time, when it's under review, our grading, like we do everything, when it's under review and at that time they see it's not consistent with the specific plan, they won't approve our permit and we won't be able to grade at that time. So holding this up only for the grading when we're here for the oak tree removal, I would ask that the staff would go to a third option of approving the oak tree removal, again, with then understanding the consistency with our future grading fee with us.